The Pentagon has released hundreds of photographs of caskets bearing casualties of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. One image shows a convoy of trucks bearing flag-draped coffins, bright patches of red, white, and blue, headed past snowy mountains. Another shows caskets inside a military transport plane with honor guards around them. The Pentagon had fought the release of these photos, taken by military photographers. After an extended legal fight, they did ultimately respond to a Freedom of Information Act request. That request was made by Ralph Begleiter. He teaches journalism and political science at the University of Delaware and is a former CNN correspondent. He says the pictures are important as documents of war.
War is obviously the most serious action that any government can take. We pay a lot of attention to how much the bullets cost and how many bullets there are and how much body armor there is for the troops. This is another document of the way war is conducted. The Pentagon wouldn't make these images in the first place if it didn't think they were important documentation of the cost of war. And because they're important, I think all Americans should be entitled to see them. Now, I don't argue, Melissa, that all Americans must see them. If you don't want to look at them, you don't have to. We see much more troubling images on television and in the movies every day. These images are extremely respectful. These are in full dress, honor guard rituals. These are not macabre or ghoulish images in any way.
The Pentagon has argued that the photos shouldn't be released to respect the privacy of the families of those who were killed. Was that a concern of yours? Is that something you thought about?
I am concerned about it. I think that sweeping these images under the political rug is what is disrespectful both to the families of those who've given their lives and to those who themselves who've made the ultimate sacrifice. And allowing the American people, in effect, to pay their respects to those who've sacrificed on their behalf is something that all Americans should have the opportunity to do.
There are family members, though, I think, who have said this ban on these images is correct. We don't want these images out there. It's our family members, and that's a very private thing.
Absolutely. There are people who have said that. There are also many people who have made it clear that they think it's wrong to keep them secret. I don't know that we'll ever resolve that dispute, but these documents are public documents to keep a record of the conduct of war, and I think the choice ought to be up to those who choose or choose not to look at them.
When you start looking through these photographs, you do see the caskets draped in flags. You often do not see the faces of the military personnel who are bearing those caskets. There are black bars over faces and over name tags, things like that.
The Pentagon released those images, there are 268 of them, with what it calls redactions, or I would call it censorship by the Pentagon. The Pentagon removed from those images all of the identifying data, including the dates they were taken, the locations where they were taken, the military photographers who took the pictures, and they've also, in many cases, blocked out uniforms, so it isn't just the faces.
As you've spent time scrolling through these hundreds of images that you now have, what's the impression that you're left with?
The conclusion I draw from them is it makes me feel proud, not only of those who have died in the service of the nation, but also for those who are continuing to serve. That's really a powerful message that all Americans should take heed of. It's a sad thing, of course, when troops die in combat, but it's an uplifting thing to see with how much respect we all treat them when they return home for the last time.
Mr. Begleiter, thanks very much.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
Ralph Begleiter is a professor at the University of Delaware and a former correspondent for CNN. You can see some of the newly released photos at our website, npr.org.